You're listening to the Tools for the Modern Man podcast. If you're looking for the tools to deal with the challenges of this ever-changing modern world, you're in the right place. Now let's get it going.
Welcome to the Tools for the Modern Man podcast. I'm your host, Pete Beskis. And today I'm going to continue on a series kind of that I started with a podcast a while ago called The Standard is the Standard. And that one really popped into my head because as I was putting together a program, I was defining what I believe the best qualities of a great leader. And the standard was kind of the first one. And I think I riffed on that when I talked about the standards of the standard. So if you haven't listened to that one, go back and listen to it. It gives you kind of my thoughts on the standard and what it means to set a standard, to live by your standard, and how other people view you when you have standards. But this week, I really wanted to dive into the second of these qualities. And it's a hard one, I think, for a lot of guys to swallow. It's killing your ego and the importance of that for development and the importance of that for growth. A lot of us think that, ego is important and, it's important for us to have, I think ego and pride so oftentimes go hand in hand. I believe you can have pride in your work, but you shouldn't walk around with, pride when it gets in the way of your development and your growth. And that, I think, is more ego than it is pride. I think ego is what gets us into trouble. It's the I shouldn't have to's. I don't deserve is a great word that I think it's tied with ego quite a bit. Like, I shouldn't have to do this. I don't deserve this kind of treatment. And it's a view on it's like a view on how people need to treat us. But I think ego is horrifically bad when you look at it in terms of relationships, the workplace, friendships. A big ego, having ego and not being able to kill it, is basically what I think stunts people's growth and has them plateau. And stay with me here, because it's a concept and it's a thought that, your maturity, you get to a certain point and you notice that some people don't grow past a certain point. And that kind of goes into another part of these leadership qualities, because they all kind of mix together. But it's that ego of, I don't have to learn anymore. I don't have to do anything anymore. I've reached the top of the mountain. And usually, what's that old saying? It's like, it's the pride before the fall. And it's at that point that ego becomes, a problem. Ryan Holiday, the Stoic writer and philosopher, has a book called Ego is the Enemy. And I totally adhere to that, because ego is what gets in the way of things. And I also love Stoic philosophy. So I think I've talked about it before, where it's like, what do you control? What are in your, there's everything outside of you is outside of your control. Everything inside of you is in your control. Ego, I think, is where that blends over into that thought that you can control everything and everyone around you. Ultimately, I think that's where ego lives. Is that idea that we're more powerful, or we can exert more force than we can. And removing that then makes you look at different tools and different ways to affect change. And that starts with you. It always starts with you. I think leadership, it's always when you're trying to be a good leader, whether it's in your home or in the work setting or in the professional setting, it always starts with you. And ego starts with you. The minute you can remove that from the equation, you've set yourself up for growth and, I think, ultimately for success. Nobody likes to follow an egomaniac. Nobody likes the narcissist. A lot has been talked about the narcissist and the gaslighting and all those, those great buzzword terms that have come around the last few years. But that all comes from ego. That all comes from the desire to control. And I think that if you as a man can look yourself in the mirror and kill it, whatever that ego is, right? Because I'll kind of go back to the narcissist thing. It's overused, but it's true that all of us have that ability in us to be narcissists, to be so self-indulgent and so self-obsessed that we manipulate the people around us. Ego is what manipulates. Ego is what leads to that manipulation, because it's about us. It's about what we want to do, not through our own hands, but through use of other people. It's putting ourselves up on a pedestal above everybody else. And I think that right there is the problem. So when you look at removing ego, you really are bringing yourself down from a pedestal on equal footing with everybody else. It creates equality. And that's a hard pill for a lot of people to swallow. A lot of people like to put themselves on a pedestal. A lot of people love the titles, CEO, vice president, C-suite, you know, all those things, executive. And when you get those titles, it starts to inflate your ego. When you get success, it helps to, you know, it does inflate the ego. And so you have to be mindful of that. Like, well, you might have got promoted on your performance, but you have to maintain your performance and you have to evolve and you have to change. In fact, the best leaders, when they get elevated to positions of power, to positions where they affect other people, the best ones have become more humble. The best ones have, you know, put their ego away, and they start thinking about what decisions they make and how they impact the people around them. And that is checking your ego at the door. That is killing your ego. That is viewing ego as the enemy. And if you want to progress and if you want to show up as the best version of yourself, you have to treat ego as the enemy. So I really highly recommend that book from Ryan Holiday, or anything from Ryan Holiday. I kind of just really enjoy it. I love the Stoic philosophy and the reflection on things of that nature. And I think some of the best leaders in history, we'll take the number one Stoic, you know, most famous Stoic of all time is Marcus Aurelius, was, you know, the emperor, one of the five greatest emperors of Rome. And again, he checked his ego. He made sure to think about things, even in his meditations, you read about, you know, his thoughts about getting out of bed in the morning, you know, thoughts that all of us have, right? And humanizes him, and at the end of the day, sees himself as just a human. And I think that's really how you have to view yourself when you're in a position of power, when you're in a position to affect other people's livelihoods, and daily interactions, right? Check your ego at the door and go out there with a vibrant and innocent attitude, you know, and see what you could learn. So, you know, an exercise I like to try is where, you know, just reflect on a day and see where your ego pops up. See all the times you were triggered by things, you're angered by things, put out. I think it usually, you know, ego for me usually comes in like a, oh, I can't believe I have to interact with this person type of attitude, right? And I think that you have to look at those times and say, well, why was it frustrating to interact with a certain person? Why am I avoiding going to a certain place or a certain party or a certain event? Who am I trying to avoid and why? And, you know, I think that self-reflection helps to put your ego in check. And for those of you who don't feel like you need to check your ego at all, well, you're probably not listening to me in the first place, and there's no help for you. I'm sorry. So keep that in mind. This is, you know, the second of my series of the qualities of leadership. Ego is your enemy. I hope that I don't get wrist slapped by Ron Holiday for using that one. But again, follow me in the subsequent episodes where I'm going to dive into the other qualities of leadership. They all tie together, and I'll probably summarize it all at the very end. So if you haven't listened to the first one, go back, listen to The Standard is the Standard. And then this one, Ego is the Enemy. And we'll see you next week on Tools for the Modern Man. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Tools for the Modern Man podcast. If you like what you heard today, drop me a review on iTunes or share it with a friend. And if you want to learn more about working with me, you can always look me up at www.petebeskus.com. Thanks, and see you all next week.